ask you to turn me to the book of Luke, chapter number 2. We will read verse number 8, and then we'll go to John, chapter number 10 this morning. Luke, chapter number 2, verse number 8. Find that spot, and then turn in your Bibles to John, chapter number 10. Luke, chapter number 2, verse number 8. And then turn in your Bibles to John, chapter number 10. And we're going to look into the Word of God this morning. The abiding shepherd. The abiding shepherd this morning. Thank God that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He is that abiding shepherd this morning. I'm going to preach a message. Brother Jerry Gabby nailed it this morning in Sunday school. He said, I thank God for the relationship that I have. And this morning I'm going to be preaching on that relationship that we have in Christ Jesus. Now listen to me before I get into the text. If you've never been born again, you do not have this relationship. If you've never been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you do not have this relationship. This relationship that I'll talk about this morning with the abiding shepherd is only for those that are born again, washed in the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So this sermon's going to be a feel-good sermon. For the saved man, it's going to feel good. For the saved woman, it's going to feel good. I'm talking about you're going to be excited when you leave here. But for the lost man, if you're not born again, this does not apply to you. But I got good news this morning. You don't have to leave the way you come in. You don't have to leave that way. You can leave born again, washed in the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the abiding shepherd. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. The Bible says in Luke chapter number 2, in verse number 8, and they were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. John chapter number 10, in verse number 11, the Bible says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. In verse number 26 of the same text, but ye believe not, John 10, 26, but ye believe not because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Father, I'm in over my head. I beg and plead this morning for the mercy and the grace and the ability to say what you'd have me to say. Anything less than that, I don't want it. Father, I don't want to speak my word. I don't want to speak me. I want to speak Jesus Christ and Him crucified this morning. Lord, I pray this morning that one of the sound of my voice that doesn't know about the abiding shepherd, I pray this morning that they soon realize that there's benefits in knowing this good shepherd. Father, I thank you that shepherds was there when our Savior was born, but I thank you that the good shepherd was there. The good shepherd was born that morning. Oh, but he didn't come to become the good shepherd. He's always been the shepherd. Lord, I pray this morning, if there's somebody in here and they need a shepherd this morning, they come to Jesus. Lord, I pray if there's a sheep that's been straying, I pray this morning they get to the feet of Jesus. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let it be all about you and not one thing about me. I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated. Here, the abiding shepherds, what we're going to talk about for the next few moments. The Bible speaks about shepherds abiding in the field there in the book of Luke, chapter number 2, in verse number 8. They were abiding in the field, watching over their flock. And how fitting that the good shepherd born on that day would be truly an abiding shepherd. unto all that receive him as Lord. John 10:11, the Bible says, and Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. This morning I want to look in John chapter number 10, and I want to look at verse 26 through 30 this morning. And I want to tell you about the abiding shepherd and how good he is this morning. This morning when we look into this, he gave his life so that what do we do when he gave his life as the abiding shepherd? There's a relationship that we gain when we call on the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as I thought about this Christmas season and so much going on, I look around this building and the first thing that pops into my mind is baby Landry. And I think about the surgery that she has had and that has been performed on her little life. I think about her and her mom and her dad and her grandparents. And then I look around the room and I see empty seats of people that has left this walk of life this time of year, and they've went on to be with the Lord. Some members that was core in this church. I think about these people this time of year, and I think about what they receive when they come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Number one, this morning I say to you, when we read this text, that abiding shepherd this morning, number one, he is has a personal relationship with his sheep. This morning as we read the text, the relationship that he has as that abiding shepherd, as he has a personal relationship with his sheep this morning. Hey, I'm talking about a shepherd that knows you personally. He knows you from your top of your head to the bottom of your feet. He knows everything about you. There's not one thing that he don't know about you this morning. He becomes personal when you invite him into your life. When he comes into your life and he becomes your shepherd, it becomes personal in the life that you live. He lives inside of you. He walks with you and he talks with you along life's way. But we see this morning as we look in verse number 27, I see that personal relationship when he said, my sheep. This morning he says in verse 27, my sheep, what do? They hear my voice. This morning, that abiding shepherd, if you're walking this life and you think nobody's ever listening to you and nobody never hears you, I got good news this morning. You have if you're born again, you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. He's there to listen. He always listens to you. He always hears you. But I see in the text this morning, he says, my sheep, what do? They hear my voice. Friends, this morning, that personal relationship is with his sheep this morning. They hear his voice. This morning, I ask you a question. When was the last time you heard the voice of the good shepherd this morning? I'm talking about the chief shepherd. I'm talking about the one that died on Calvary. I'm talking about the one that gave his life for you. When was the last time you heard his voice this morning? I thank God that personal relationship, it ain't an on and off relationship. It ain't something that I get on and get off of. It ain't something that I'm waiting on to figure out if I love him or if he loves me. We'll see if we'll make it work. Hey, we'll live together for a little while. Hey, and if it works, we'll stay together. Hey, friends, this morning I got good news to share to you this morning. That ain't the way God works. Can I get an amen? Hey, he loved you and he died for you. Hey, I want you to know this morning, he is the good shepherd, and he has a personal relationship with his sheep this morning, and he leads them and he guides them along life's narrow way. As I look into the book, he says, my sheep hear my voice. This morning he calls out to his sheep. This morning I understand that he says, they hear my voice. But I love this part. Not only do they hear the shepherd, but they know the shepherd. He says, they hear my voice, and I know them, and they know me this morning. I'm talking about that personal relationship. Hey, this morning my wife is sitting over here, and she's in that red dress. And this morning when she went to get in the car, hey, you just got to know how I like to kid one another. I said, if you look in the encyclopedia and looked up beautiful, your picture would be right there beside it. Friends, I want you to know this morning, if you look up love in the encyclopedia, what should be there is the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It should be that personal relationship. And he came and bled and died for each and every one of us this morning. And he said, my sheep, they hear my voice and they know me. And you know what this morning that blows my mind? If you know him and you hear him, you ought to follow him. Amen. Look at this personal relationship. Said, if you know me and you hear me, they follow me. Them sheep don't follow no other shepherd. Oh no. These sheep I'm talking about won't follow another shepherd. He says this morning in verse number 27, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Why? Because he keepeth watch over them. They hear the shepherd, they know the shepherd, and they follow the shepherd. Psalm 23 in verse number 2, the Bible says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures, friends, this morning, and he leadeth me beside the still waters. This morning I'm talking about a personal relationship that we have with Jesus Christ. He said, I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep. This morning, as we come to this time of year, I don't know about you, but I need that shepherd personally in my life. Amen. Hey, we got the broken lives there Thursday night. Brother Tony Woodham, he got up and he was preaching the gospel. Brother Brad done laid the hammer down. And Brother Tony got up and he was preaching the gospel. And I was going to be next on the call to go up. And as we were sitting there, he said, if there's any of you in here that's lost and dying, going to hell, that's what he told him. He said, there's men sitting right there that can show you the plan of salvation in the Bible. And as we sat there, this young man, he stepped up on the front row, off the front pew, and I tell you what he did. Hey, he was preaching his heart out, and that man stepped up, and he come over there. I was sitting here, and Brother Brad was sitting there, and he said, which one of you can lead me to Jesus? Friends, you know why I can lead him to Jesus? You know why Brother Brad can lead him to Jesus? Because we hear the shepherd. Hey, we know the shepherd, and we follow the shepherd. Hey, if you're following this personal shepherd, and he's personal in your life, you ought to better lead somebody to that shepherd this morning. Can I get an amen? Hey, but I want you to know, as we got down in that floor and we open up the Romans road to salvation, I do know this morning that scripture's there where it says in Romans chapter number 10 and verse number 9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And he said, I really don't understand. So I went back and I said, if Dylan shall confess with his mouth and if Dylan shall believe in his heart that God had raised Jesus from the dead, he shall be saved. I put that young man's name in there. And he said, well, I believe he died for the sins of the whole world. I said, right there's your problem. That's your problem. Your intellect is messing you up. What you believe in your mind is messing up your heart. I said, you believe he died for the sins of the whole world. I said, but when it becomes personal and you realize that he'd have went to Calvary for you, no matter if it was nobody else, but he went to Calvary and he died for you, that becomes personal in your life. That young man, son, I want you to know, he was sitting there with me and Brother Brad, and I want you to know at that moment that Holy Ghost started swelling up inside of him, wanting to do something in his life. That young man had tears. You could see them in his eyes. They started turning red as they could be, and the more tears was in and out, more crocodile tears just coming up into his eyes. And I said, he said, what do I do now? I said, with a humble heart, you bow your head and you ask Jesus to come into that life. Friends, I want you to know, he said, will it work? I said, there's not nobody in heaven no other way. Ain't nobody in heaven no other way. You don't get in heaven by your works. You don't get in heaven by your righteousness. You get in heaven by having a personal relationship with the good shepherd, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. That young man got down there and he got to pray. And when he got done, he stood up. I said, did you get saved? Did you ask Jesus? He said, I know I did. So when it was over and we got done, I said, Dylan, come up here. His name was Dylan. Dylan Long. I called him up to the front and Dylan turned around there. And I said, Dylan, I'm going to ask you a question. And I want to ask you this right now. He said, yes, sir. About 80 men in there. I said, did you just give your heart to Jesus? He said, I sure did. I told him in the Bible in Matthew chapter number 10 where he said, thou shalt confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father which is in heaven. But if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father which is in heaven. Friends, this morning what I'm trying to tell you is that we got a shepherd that has a personal relationship with us this morning. It's personal. It's personal. It's personal. So salvation is personal business, and it is, because it gets personal with Jesus. He gets right up in your business, son. He'll get right in the middle of it. I'm telling you, when you think everything's good and it's Christmas time and everything's good, he'll get right up in your business and say, don't you forget that I have a personal relationship with you. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Friends, I want you to know this morning that abiding shepherd, he abides that you may have a personal relationship with him. He abides inside of you. But I see something else in the text I want to share with you this morning. Not only is it a personal relationship, we see that in the book that it's a personal relationship with the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, but I also see it's a permanent relationship that we have with Jesus Christ. Not only is it personal, but it's permanent. Friends, I want you to know this morning, it can't be washed off, it can't be knocked off, it can't be shaken off. Hey, when Jesus Christ saves your soul and he becomes your Lord and Savior, I want you to know this morning, not only is it personal, but it becomes permanent in your life. Let me give you this morning. Here's what he says in the book. Man, I love this, don't y'all? Whew, man, this sets me on fire. Man, you say, I ain't got no friend. If you're saved, you got a friend in Jesus. If you lost, you got a friend in Jesus. But while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Let me give you this in the book. Notice in a personal relationship, he said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Here's that permanent relationship. And I give unto them eternal life, not temporal, eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. I want to stop right here, and I want to give you this. It's simple. He said, not only is it a personal relationship, but it's a permanent relationship. Why? Because it's given by the shepherd. Nothing you've done. You asked, he gave it. That relationship is permanent because it's given by the shepherd. This morning he says, and I give unto them. See, you get self out of the way. Self's gone. Jesus Christ. He said, the good shepherd, I give unto them. Look what he says. And I give unto them, what? Eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. It's given by the shepherd, which is Jesus Christ. But I've seen something else in that text. Not only is it given by him, but it's guarded by him. He said, I give unto them eternal life. And shall no man pluck them out of my hand. No man is guarded. That man that believes he can lose his salvation, you know why he believes that? Because he's the one who believes he's never lost it. Why does he believe he's never lost it? It ain't his goodness, it ain't his righteousness. It's by the blood of Jesus Christ. This morning, you know why I preach you don't lose your salvation? You know why I preach that? Because it's personal. It's personal. I look in nobody's heart and I can't tell you nothing going on in Brother Jake's heart right now. It's personal between you and the Lord. But I do know this morning in my life, it's personal between me and God, and it's permanent. It's permanent. He says this morning, not only is it given by the shepherd, not only is it guarded by the shepherd, but you listen to me this morning. If you ever listen to me, I know you won't have a good time. I am too. It's Christmas time. This makes me happy. Not only is it given, not only is it guarded, but it's recorded by the shepherd. It's recorded. Notarized. Stamped down. Sealed off in heaven. You say, I believe that if there's scripture to back it. Turn with me, if you will, to 1 John. 1 John, if you will. Boy, I love this. 1 John chapter number 5. I'm talking about that abiding shepherd and how he abides in your life. 1 John chapter number 5 and verse number 11. I want you to get this morning. I'm talking about not only is it given by the shepherd and guarded by the shepherd, but it is recorded by the shepherd. 1 John chapter number 5 and verse number 11, how it is guarded by that shepherd, how it is recorded by that shepherd this morning. 1 John chapter number 5 and verse number 11. Here we come in the book of John, and here's what he says. He said, not only you have a personal relationship, but it is permanent this morning. Look what he says. And this is the record. This is it. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Who said they was the good shepherd? Jesus. He said this eternal life is in the Son. When you call on the Son and he saves you, you have eternal life. Look at this. And this is the record that God had given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. And he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know. Thank you, Jesus. That my salvation is not dependent on my performance. It's not dependent on my performance. My salvation is dependent on Jesus Christ. The hope, faith, that I put in him. The belief that he is the Son of God. And I believe that this morning. And that's why this morning, my friends, when you come to Christmas, you can realize in your life that abiding shepherd, he will not leave. It's personal and it's permanent. That ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. 1 John 5. 13 and 14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. He says it's personal relationship. He says it's a permanent relationship. This time of year, I want you to know, you're going to get a gift from somebody that's probably personal. You know them personally. You wouldn't get a gift from somebody you didn't know, would you? Probably not. I mean, I ain't. But it's somebody personal. They know you. And they're going to give you that gift. And that gift has got permanent writings on it. Something we do at home, man, we love to do. And it's bad. It may be bad in me as a parent. I don't know. But I sure like doing it. We like to open gifts early. Kids, can I get an amen? Y'all done got them where they won't even say nothing. When you was a kid, you wanted, let me open one early. And no, don't do that. You can't do that. Wait till Christmas morning. Okay. Son, I ain't grown out of being a kid. I tell Brandy, I said, let Kaylee open a present? No. I said, it's going to be all right. You said, well, they won't have nothing. Buy them a pair of socks and let them open it. You won't know what to do for them. They don't care what's in there. They just want to open it. It's the opening. It's the opening to see what you're going to get when you open that gift. This morning, I'm telling you, when you open the gift of Jesus Christ, you're going to get a personal relationship. You're going to get a permanent relationship, and you're going to get a priceless relationship. It's going to be priceless. Why? Because it's about the giver, not about the gift. It's about the giver. You see, it's personal. It's personal. It's about the giver. It ain't all about the gift. It's about the giver. So we open gifts. And they brought me mine. Brandy said, you open yours first in case. You got to tell me that. I tore that thing open. I got me a case knife. You say you get them all the time. I love them. I like them. Let me say, I like getting them. They hold value. They don't depreciate. But JD, can I say they're made out of good quality? They're made out of good quality. Good craftsmanship, if you would. Double X blade. It'll cut. Made out of good material. And every time I open this, it's personal. And every time my family gives me one, it's permanent. This knife won't do you a bit of good, Brother Jake. Brother Dalton, this knife won't do you a bit of good. I give it to you, it won't do you a bit of good. Because every time you open it, you'd say, that ain't my knife. How do you know it ain't his knife? He'd go buy one, yeah, but it wouldn't be this one. I'm talking about personal, and it's permanent, and it's priceless. Because when you open this knife up, it says, love you, Kaylee and Ryder. Every year my daughter gets me a knife and she puts, love you, Daddy, Kaylee. You see, this knife won't do nobody else a bit of good. You can get it, you can look at it, but because something is put on it permanent, it's mine. It's mine. When you realize the relationship, and when I realize the relationship I got with Christ Jesus is personal and it's permanent, it becomes priceless. You said that knife may have cost whatever, but there's no price tag on this knife. It's not for sale. Why? Because it become personal. It's permanently engraved, and it became priceless in my life. This morning, I want to show you how God loves you. This morning, if you're not saved, and I don't know why God's implanting this on me. If you're not saved this morning, you have no clue of what I'm talking about. But if you're born again, you know what I'm talking about this morning. That gift that you've received is personal. It's permanent. You've never got over it. And it's priceless. Let me show you in the text. Let me show you. He says in verse 29, my Father.
Why'd he bring up the Father? Because Jesus is God and God is Jesus. I can't understand it. We won't never understand it until we get into over yonder. God is Jesus and Jesus is God. He said, my Father which gave them me is greater than all. Ain't no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father is one. The sheep, let me give you this, how priceless this relationship is. The sheep is in the Father's hand. Isaiah 48, 13. Turn with me there. I want you to get this. Isaiah 48, 13. Y'all ready? Isaiah 48, 13, the sheep is in the Father's hand. Mine hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth. Listen, if he can lay the foundation of the earth, look at this. And my right hand, not his left. He said, just my right hand. I looked out there and look what he said he did. He said, my right hand, by the way, I span the heavens. He just done that number right there and the heavens were spanned. That number right there. And when I call unto them, they stand up together. Stay where you're at. Isaiah 49, 16. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palm of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. This morning, when he's talking about the hand here, he's talking about we're in the Father's hand. The sheep is in the greatest hand that there is, and the sheep is in the almighty hand. Humble yourselves, therefore, 1 Peter 5, 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due times. Before I give a time of invitation, I want to share this with you. Verse number 28, and I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Here's the hand of God. Here's Jesus' hand. And he took Brother BJ. On that day, August 27th, when I called on him to be my Lord and Savior, it became personal because he put his hand on it. And he put me in that palm of that hand. And he closed it. It became permanent. And it became priceless. He said, and no man shall pluck thee out of my hand. And then it's almost like he said, and when them doubters come, and when Satan throws things your way, he said, if that ain't good enough, let me tell you where that hand is now. He said, and my Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Jesus said, not only are you in that right hand, not only in that hand, but he said, you know where my hand is? My hand's in the Father's hand. He said, not only you're in here, but I'm in the Father's hand. Verse number 30 said, I and the Father are one. You know where Jesus is? He's sitting down at the right hand of the Father, always making intercession for us. He said, I'm in the Father's hand. You're in my hand, I'm in the Father's hand. And you go over all the way through the New Testament, and he says this, that he is set down at the right hand of the Father. This morning, I thank God that I'm saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. This morning, I thank you that relationship that I have with him. I thank him so much that that relationship this morning is personal. I had to realize that in my life, it's personal. I got to realize it's personal. When I got saved, it was personal for me. That blood was for me. It became permanent. It took over my way of living, my way of thinking, my way of loving, my way of just being around people. It took it over. Why, preacher? Because it's priceless. My daughter gave me a knife, and man, I thank God for it. Love her so much. But the greatest gift that I've ever been given was eternal life through Jesus Christ. This morning, I'm going to ask you a question. You answer it honestly. You can have confidence. This morning, I seen little Hadley. I remember when little Hadley would get up here and she'd be nervous. And she always get up here with her mama because she has confidence in her mama. If it don't go right, mama's got it. If something stumbles, mama's got it. This morning, you know what? We got a Father in heaven. If it don't go right, he's got it. If we stumble, he's got it. If we fall, he's got it. If we bumble, if we mess up, he's got it. But he's only got it if he's your personal Savior. This time of year, you make sure that you've received the greatest gift that ever has been given, and that's Jesus Christ. If you walk out of here this morning and you get a big old gift on Christmas morning and you don't have Jesus, you didn't get a gift. The true gift is Jesus. This morning, do you know that good shepherd? Father, I love you and I thank you for this day. Father, I just get overwhelmed when I read that text. Lord, it brings so much peace and comfort to my life. Lord, that when you personally become my shepherd, Father, you guard me and you guide me and protect me along life's way. And I pray this morning for that one that's saved this morning. When they walk out of here, I pray they just on the mountaintop. Father, they know what they got is in you and they're happy. Lord, for that one that might be lost, Lord, I pray they get to an old-timey altar and do business with you. Lord, that they can know the peace that comes from knowing that relationship that we have with you. Lord, for that one this morning that's saved and in a backslidden condition, Lord, this morning, Lord, I pray they realize what they have in you. We know sheep wander. We know this morning the good shepherd brings the sheep back to the fold. Whoever that may be for this morning, I ask you to anoint it with the Holy Ghost. I ask you to do the work in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said,